to this edition of the Green Leaf podcast. We're here in Pyrmont Park at 9:30 with the chair of Green Leaf, Charlotte Income.
Hello.
Can you tell us a wee bit about the project?
Well, the project is a prickly edible berry hedge. In 2008, Green Leaf planted the first half of this hedge, which has been very successful. The hedge is not only successful in that it has edible berries, but it stops vandalism, and more importantly, it's also stopped graffiti on the wall that used to be just daubed with stuff the whole time. So we're now finishing off another bit of the wall. There's another 100 metres to do. There are about 20 people here who are digging away. And hopefully by the end of the day, we'll have another berry hedge, and hopefully with lots of fruit in years to come.
So what are we planting?
We are planting native hedge plants, really. So there is there are blackberries and black currants and gooseberries and red currants and raspberries. But we also have some elder. We've got some crab apples, a wayfarer tree, and a few other kind of prickly things.
Huge mixture.
Huge mixture. Oh, and of course we've got lots of dog roses, which are always good for your old rose hips. Again, very good for bramble or for hedgerow jelly. Apparently they're full of vitamin C.
Ah, so how many jars of hedgerow jelly have we had so far?
It's difficult to measure because you kind of use the whole park to do your foraging. But yeah, no, there's been some very good elderberry on this hedge. I have a very reliable source, mainly myself. but yes, I have made some bramble, some hedgerow jelly from the old elders here. Yeah.
Well, I better go and speak to some of the other people involved.
Fantastic. Well, of course, we got the help of the Pilrick School, who've come with 6 or 8 people and are doing a fantastic job. And then we got some people from the council helping out, and hopefully there will be lots of volunteers later on.
I'm David Jameson. I'm the Parks and Green Space Manager for City of Edinburgh Council.
And you've come down here today because I understand you're launching the Britain in Bloom campaign for this year. So I don't know if you could tell us a bit more about what you hope to achieve with the campaign this year.
Absolutely. Well, we're representing Scotland this year in Britain in Bloom.
Wow.
Because we were successful in winning the award for Best Scottish City last year at the Beautiful Scotland Awards.
So no pressure then.
So our hope, there's always pressure, but our hope is to be the best city in Britain at this year's Britain in Bloom Awards, which are to be held in St Andrews in autumn time.
Okay, wow. And what other initiatives have you got going on around the city? Obviously we're here today, sticking some trees on the ground.
Well, this is an excellent example really of what the Britain in Bloom judges are looking for. They're looking for 3 things really. They're looking for horticultural excellence, they're looking for sustainable practices, and they're looking for community involvement. You know, and what we're doing today, planting an edible hedge, fulfills all of those really.
And Ewan, I'm the
Edinburgh and Bloom coordinator.
Okay.
So I'm sort of over putting together the portfolio, and I'll be helping to organise the route that we're going to take the judges on. Uh-huh. When they come in August.
And are you able to disclose any of the other projects that might be on the route?
There's such a huge variety. I mean, what we're trying to do with the route is capture a snapshot of all the great things that are going on around Edinburgh. You know, there are so many good projects. It would be impossible to take the judges to see them all. So it's kind of, we're going to see Dr. Neil's garden in Duddingston and the community allotments that they've got there, you know, which are really good examples of, you know, community involvement in green spaces. We're going to Pollock Halls, the Edinburgh University residential buildings, and they've got some fantastic planting and sustainable planting, and they're currently working on digester for their food waste and things like that.
Good sustainable practice.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, there's, like I said, there's so many things going on that you want to try and sort of,
We have four hours with the judges, and to show Edinburgh at its best in 4 hours.
I mean, you could take
them difficult.
Yeah. It could take a week to see everything, you know, or more. The things that Greenleaf are doing, and you know, there's other groups across the city doing, you know, some fantastic work.
Well, there seems to be a huge number of fruit trees going into the ground.
I mean,
just in North Edinburgh.
Yeah, and I think that's right across the city. You know, I sort of keep hearing of these orchards springing up everywhere.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
So Britain in Bloom isn't just about the Blue Rinse Brigade anymore.
No, absolutely not. It's, you know, it's, I think really people are doing it without actually knowing, you know, that they could be part of the campaign, and we're wanting to demonstrate that, you know, Edinburgh is a green city and a, you know, proud of its green spaces.
Mm-hmm. And what other cities are you? What other cities have you got your eye on?
We're up against Milton Keynes, Bristol.
Who would have thought? Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes is a wonderfully green place.
Yeah.
Milton Keynes, but a lot of very, very good open spaces.
Yeah.
And a very strong community.
I think all the entrants are really strong. Uh-huh. Bristol's very good. And it's also London Borough of Brent.
Okay.
So it's, you know, and I think they tend to do quite well, the London boroughs. So strong competition.
So not only are we the only Scottish city competing, but the awards are going to be in Scotland as well. So
yeah, at St Andrews.
Do you think there's a home advantage?
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah. If it was over two legs, we'd take the second leg.
Definitely.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much, guys. I don't know if there's anything in particular else that you want to add that I can.
Well, just really to encourage people to help us out. Well, our judging will take place in the first week of August, which of course will be just into the Edinburgh Festival then. We have a set route which will be taking the judges, but they not only judge what we take them to see, they judge everything they see or hear en route. So they'll be looking at people's gardens, they're looking at the streets, the cleanliness, graffiti, all these issues. So really, if I had a plea for the residents of Edinburgh, it would be to help us out and make sure we have a clean and attractive city.
Get those roses
in
perfect
August.
By it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
I'm Andrew McRoberts. I'm the science teacher at Pilrig Park School. I'm also our Eco Schools coordinator.
So you've come down to help out today. It's a bit chilly, but it's quite a sunny day. Why have you decided that Pilrig Park should be involved in the project?
Well, we were involved in the planting of the original hedge 3 years ago, and as part of our Eco Schools programme, we help with the planting, we're also looking after the local area, and we've also got some of the pupils here who are working towards the Duke of Edinburgh Award, so that's part of their community service.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's a big part of the school programme, and everybody that's involved enjoys it, because they wouldn't be out here in the cold if they didn't.
Okay, so you two guys are the local park rangers.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know if you want to tell people your names, because this is going to go as a podcast on the Greenleaf website as well.
Yes,
so.
My name is Jerry. Scott. Rod. Rod was here as well. Shreyas.
Come over and say hello to the good people of Leith.
Hello.
Piers.
Hello.
Piers
the
off.
Good, thanks.
You can use on a couple of days with us in the wall.
Excellent. So, I wondered if I could just speak to you about the graffiti side of things, because you poor guys ended up painting out the graffiti
The brushes, yes. Four gallons of paint.
And how long did it take you to?
It was 5 hours.
Yeah.
5 hours, we're going to do this other bit at the end there. So 5 hours in total, then another hour for that bit there to get done.
Excellent. And here's hoping that the hedge grows up quick enough, so you don't
have
to do it again.
Well, I mean, this has been done, was it Wednesday we stopped?
Yeah.
So since Wednesday, we've been down to check it every so often, it's been okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully it lasts.
The weather's been working.
A few of the locals are very optimistic about it.
What do folks say to you?
Waste of time, mate. I'll be like that tonight again, Ken. One guy says, I'm going to phone my pal and tell him it's done. We'll come down tonight and do it again. But as I say, so far, touch wood, it's been okay.
And it seems to have worked on that first bit there. It was the idea of doing that.
Yeah.
Thing.
So So, as I say, hopefully it'll save a bit of money and time in the future. But
well, we're going to get another gallon of paint, and hopefully we'll do this bit here, and then we'll have some left over for any bits that have been done.
Uh-huh.
We just maybe paint out and get fed up doing it and maybe go somewhere else. That's the idea, eh? But the way it works, being a light of a wall.
And so, while we've got the Pilrig Park Rangers here, have you got any other plans for the park that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, Charlotte wants more benches and more litter bins. And as I see, we done a big litter pick here 2 weeks ago.
Two and a half weeks ago.
35 bags of rubbish.
Really?
Yeah, bags of all woodland areas. And all pure areas as well, in the back of the play area. We're going to try and get a play area moved. Pass his best, eh?
Yeah. Certainly looks a bit tired.
We're going to try and get another one in. Something more newer, but the toddlers.
Well, I'm sure folk will be delighted to hear about that.
See, Charlotte gave a good feedback because she got quite a good marks when they were feeding them.
We were here just after Bonfire Night and we took out the same amount in November when the whole park was covered in fireworks.
You were still doing that last week, there,
It's a well used park there.
Certainly well loved.
Deserves the attention.
Certainly well loved.
Okay. As I say, hopefully it's the last, as I say, hopefully.
Yeah, well,
we'll keep on top of it.
Next time you do a lip pick, you'll be able to hopefully pick an apple.
Ah, yes.
After you've put it out.